Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Tomlinson.
Oh, my God, Jason. Listen to Jason's voice, for Christ's sake.
I brought it for it.
Hi, Taylor.
Deep into my core.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Again.
This is like some serious radio energy.
I mean,
the
listen,
chemistry bouncing off the three of you.
We tighten it. Yeah, Dan has really inserted himself beautifully into our symbiosis.
It only took 10 years.
It takes 10 years to form the ability
and
to
guys,
do a show.
Guys, we finally got to the point where it's traffic on the one.
Guys, traffic
now
on
town,
the
now,
one.
Now you're in town. You're in town doing shows.
What are you doing in town, Taylor?
You're tell, dude, tell people a little bit about
tell
what they're going to hear.
Tell people they can come out.
Tell us about that lady comedy.
Yeah, Taylor.
Can guys enjoy it? Do guys laugh at your shows? I just want to know.
You and do have a guy on the show, right? There is a guy. The people will come out. They're going to get to hear a guy.
So like, well, oh, you're on, I mean, and my girlfriend's laughing. I can go to the bathroom and just hang out, right?
Taylor, how many local radio are just... stepping in it.
Oh,
like,
I did one where there were these guys who were like, settle a bet for us.
Oh,
we've been talking
no.
for your birthday.
Oh,
should
God.
Your wife,
uh-uh.
you know what I mean. And you know what's crazy? They were talking about anal, and uh-huh. I was so young, I thought they were talking about putting a finger in their ass.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. Yeah, she should do that.
Her...
She should do that anytime. And they were like,
what?
That's really cool.
This is okay to play today.
I'm like, year round, that should be a thing. And then they were like, no, we're talking about the whole. And I was like, oh, no, you guys are monsters.
Speaking of going to the back door, we got a little roundabout by Yes coming up right after the
back door.
Taylor's in town, Aaliyah. She's been doing 6 shows. You're going to be talking about lady problems, I bet.
6 shows in one night.
Oh, that's the worst.
So happy you're done with that. Well, guess what? That is just stupid behavior. And one example that we have to encounter all the time. And the beauty is that the world's getting even dumber, Taylor. Our fans send us stories, sure. and then we get to just break into one.
Do close out your shows with Rich Mullins songs, right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
Rich Mullins.
You still don't even know.
We don't know.
Okay. You want
to
jump
story.
In? Here we go.
Jump into
this
story.
Was sent in by
is that
Joseph.
Rock? Is he Rockabye?
No. No. Our God is an awesome God.
Is that?
That's his number one banger of all time, right, Taylor?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. Remember that? Oh, there
you know,
we go.
You know that.
You
one.
Know.
What?
Nothing feels better in my life.
And the Jews go silent.
Guys, why is my one finger going up into the sky?
Should be a whole hand.
A whole hand.
It's like dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
But you know the guy, that guy on the guitar?
Yeah.
One chord, but he comes in on the, he reigns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you serious? I'm fucking so all about it. I feel so connected to you right now.
Yeah.
It's the moment we had was
I
just.
I feel connected.
Oh, my God.
And we're left out.
We're like the ones who made your lives terrible.
Anyway, third day is going to be coming in right after Taylor gets out of here.
Third day is like Christian Rascal Flatts.
I know. I mean,
Christian
Rascal
Pearl
Flatts.
What I love about Third Day is like for so many times in their career, they looked like they were dead and then they rose back up. And
yeah. Their
you
career was
no
over.
Idea.
And they
said,
get in
no
here.
Idea.
Dude, I have a DC Talk song
there you go.
In my
oh,
thing.
Oh, there we yeah. go. On the iPod you haven't
yeah.
cleared yet.
DC. I'm more of a Marvel fan. Are we still talking about the
no.
same thing? Okay,
no.
let's
come
get
on. Jesus Freak, baby. This is sent in by Joseph Gaccioni.
Hey,
Gaccioni.
At Ancient Wisdom, but it's D-U-M-B.
I love it.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, this is the headline. Mom upset son brought girlfriend home, keeps calling 911.
Is this, did a caveman write this title?
Mom upset son brought girlfriend home, keeps calling 911.
It's a good
use. The mom
is calling 911.
Yes.
Going, because my son is settling. Come
yeah.
quick. Wow.
Yeah, but you know what?
You're not going to do anything about it.
We'll let the authorities.
Yeah.
I can't stop them. And like, you know, whatever. The husband is like, please do not call 911. Because now then I'm roped into this story. What else?
But don't you guys ever have that thing where you're like, someone needs to be called about this, but I'm not even sure it qualifies for 311.
Right.
And there are other people that are like, 911.
Absolutely.
Just, whatever. You got a hang now? 911.
Call 911.
That door's noisy.
So how quickly you go to 911 is a great barometer of how dumb you are. Of who you are. Like, yeah. Well, no, I gotta call 911 right away.
Yeah, you're like, is ghost, sir? 911.
Oh, right? I bet there's
there are
a
people
lot
who will
ghost
walk into a situation. Okay, you walk into a situation and just before they get there, 911.
Right. Neighbors,
barking hit
dog.
The one.
You're selling me on dates.
Yeah, 9-1. Fifth time the waiter walked by, didn't even acknowledge our table. 9-1. Look at this.
This man thinks he's already an actor.
9-1.
9-1.
Get out of there.
9-1. A South Carolina woman called 911 on her son's girlfriend so many times she got arrested.
Mom got arrested.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oof, self-fulfilling prophecy.
The woman is accused of badgering 911 with multiple calls after her son brought his girlfriend to their Inman home, Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputies wrote in a report.
So here's my question, Taylor. Shouldn't there be a, once these calls come in, they just get fed into just like a crazy line?
Yeah, but the problem
where like
is,
the youngest person on the police force has to deal with that?
Ran, the problem is, eventually their house is going to be on fire.
Yeah,
like,
right,
you can't funnel them into like, don't even answer.
Right.
Because eventually they're...
It's the mother who cried bad girlfriend.
Yes.
You can't cry bad girlfriend.
But you know what? Maybe this is the part of the horror movie where nobody believes her. And the girlfriend is like, her head's turning all the
she's
way around
crazy.
No one else is looking.
Oh my God. Right. So the boyfriend's gone and she's like, I'm going to stab
you
later.
Yeah. Wouldn't you know... We've all brought people to meet our parents, right? We've all made it to the family dates portion of our bachelor and bachelorette lives. What? Wouldn't you know, like... I don't want to take my girlfriend to my mom's house.
This is going to be sticky.
Oh, yeah. This isn't the first time his mom's done this.
Right?
Can't
no.
be. This is the first time it made the news, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he have to say to her, now listen, my mom is going to probably
call. Could you imagine
call
that conversation?
Listen, I love you, honey.
Like, my family's difficult.
My mom.
So here's the deal.
When
we come
when we come home, when my mom calls 911 on you, it means she likes
you. It means she's nervous about the situation. Just let that one slide. If she does it two or three times, then we got
a commentary on her.
Yeah. Maybe the girlfriend's calling her friends like, he's really serious about me. His mom is freaking
His
out.
His mom. So how serious? His mom called 911 26 times.
911 times.
And got arrested. So, and we're still together.
So
look who's winning.
The first call came in just before midnight on Tuesday, April 26th.
Yep.
That's an odd time for the first call.
Yeah.
You have to all be drinking, right?
Did she just stay too late?
Deputy?
She's like, hello, officer. She won't take the hint.
Won't leave?
I go to bed at 10.
We've all cleared our throats several times.
Right.
We
don't sleep with a TV on in this house.
She opened a window.
Under the door.
Yeah. She cracked a window.
Right.
I don't like it cold.
In here. Right. The first call came in just before midnight on Tuesday, April 26th. Deputies arrived to find a woman, quote, visibly and emotionally upset, as well as heavily intoxicated.
Okay, so a man wrote that.
Yeah, it's
visibly and emotionally upset.
And he said it to her.
You didn't need to add the emotionally.
Without looking up. Yeah. Ma'am, I can see you're visibly and emotionally upset.
There's no need to get emotionally upset. And then he probably said the worst words you can ever say to someone who's upset, calm down.
Oh, for sure. Visibly. Like, he's like, you know how some bitches say they're fine and you know they're not?
Visibly upset.
Not even hiding it.
Right. And there is like just a form that is like, of course it's pink just for women on the thing, and there's a box that says emotionally upset. Check it.
Give me the girl sheet because she's standing in the door. I need it.
Why couldn't you? Yeah, visibly and emotionally upset as well as heavily intoxicated. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Intoxicated and upset.
Yeah, it's a lot of commentary.
Crazy drunk, and you're like, man, she's probably really upset.
They found the woman visibly and emotionally upset as well as heavily intoxicated in an argument with her adult son. Mm-hmm. She told deputies she was upset because he brought his girlfriend home after she told him not to.
It's a classic case of.
So where are you guys going to stay when you get here? With you? Don't do it. No. So, I wouldn't.
Oh, my God, no.
Right. And as the parent, let me just take the other side for a second here.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
I know.
They bring this person home, and as a parent, you're like, I got to feed this asshole now all weekend?
Right. Yeah.
That, as a parent, you just for a second, you're going to be like, yeah, but, I don't know you.
But that's as far as it goes, Jay.
Yeah.
There's I'm not going to call 911.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
My
right.
son invited her, but yeah. I don't know
the
anything about
her. The texts are coming from inside the house. The texts are coming from inside the house.
What if she is terrible?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
She might be.
What if she's just like,
no one's 911 terrible, but she could be horrible.
Have you guys ever gone
911 is the dumb move.
Not just meeting a person's family, but have you ever gone to anybody's house or a place to stay, and at some point in the like time you're supposed to be there, you decided to just get a hotel? Have you ever been like, you know what? We're just gonna get a hotel.
No,
years and years ago,
I'm sadly in the tough.
It was like a group thing. At an Airbnb, and I was like, you
can't
know what?
This.
I'm
can't
just going
to
get a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I decided
it was like,
ahead of time.
I didn't like, but I was kind of, I wasn't led to believe that the situation it was going to be what it was. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sleeping.
I don't
I'm
want
not
27
on a tile
people.
Floor.
Right. No.
Yeah. I'm getting a hotel.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
I'm an adult enough to get a hotel at this point.
You come on, we're going
to
have fun. I go, trust me. We're going to have more fun because I got a hotel.
Come on.
Like,
it's going to be fun.
Like, we're not going to have fun. Look, I've had sinners. One time, I did a deal where it was a bachelor party, and I was supposed to stay with the groom, and I was like, I just want to know, is your room going to be like the party room?
Big job.
And
party room.
Well, first of all, I was going to get my own room, and it was in Vegas, and it was going to be free. Right? Because I was going to get comped. So I'm like, fine, whatever. And then the groom, who was the only person I really knew, was like, you want to stay with me? And I thought, well, now he's trying to like make sure I'm part of the fold.
Oh, okay.
Or so take care of him. Because Dana's very like, I'll take care of the situation.
But it was more like, he was like, yeah, I could feel like he wanted me to be part of it.
Right.
And so I was like, sure. But now I'm faced with this. I don't get my free room because it was at a different casino. And I'm not letting him pay for his own room.
So then you're going to be paying for a room.
So now I'm paying for a room and his share of it. Oh. And then I go, is your room going to be the party room? And he's like, no, not at all. I want to sleep. I'm like, okay, cool. And then the week of the bachelor party, it dawned on me that he was a smoker. No. So I call him. I go, hey, man, did you get a smoking room? He goes, yeah, of course. I go, oh that's not going to work. So I'm going to have to get a different room. And, of course, by now my comp has expired.
Oh.
So I
have to,
I have to buy a hotel room in the same hotel they're in. And I was like, I'll still give you money for your room. He's like, no, don't worry about it. I go, no,
that's
I'll give
nice
you money
offering.
For your room.
That's a
so
nice
then
offering.
I give him money for his room. I get my own room.
Which costs. So now you're paying for two rooms.
I'm now paying for two rooms. And then that night we went out and everything. And we like met up in his room. And then we all went out. And then the next morning I'm good because I know how to like, it's 12. You're not going to get more drunk.
You got
so
the
I
IV.
Stopped, I always
you got
stopped
the
drinking
IV.
Around 12.
Yeah.
And then the next morning these guys roll into breakfast. I'm like, what? What happened? Like, what's wrong with you guys? Like,
we all partied in his room.
Yeah, we all went back to his room.
We all partied in his room.
Dude, it was a mound of coke. And I'm like,
what?
You guys are
a mound.
That's what they said, a mound. I've never done coke, but like, if I am.
I've never used the word mound.
Mound.
For candy bars.
There were a lot of things I've never done
I know.
In that sentence.
And I was like, what a bullet I dodged here. I know. But that, so I've had two, I guess, where I was like, you know what, I'm going to get my
you
own.
You know what you could have done in that moment, and this is just a suggestion that's just coming to me right now. You could have called 911.
There is a mound of coke in my room right now.
I am sleeping well. All those guys are arrested. I am sleeping very well.
Dan, I'm just imagining you in that room with a mound of coke like behind you.
No.
Just rolling over and pulling the sheets up and being like, you guys can do it. Just can you keep it down a little bit? Can you keep the sniffing down just a
look,
sniff?
I'm willing to change it to waterfall, but I'm more of a white noise, guys.
I like box fan.
I like box fan. With a little bit of thunder, just a little, like it's a thunderstorm off
canyon,
in the distance.
Canyon waterfall runoff.
Can you guys just, I know you all have business plans because you're cocaine busy right now.
Everybody's rolling calls.
Guys, I've got an idea.
Right. All right. Right. My idea.
Should we call Shark Tank now?
Yeah. We don't
need
to
yell. Have a phone
we don't
number.
Need to
while
yell.
While it's still new to us.
Yeah.
While
right.
we're still
right.
excited about it.
Who has Cuban's number? He's probably here. He's probably in Vegas. Let's
you
find him.
You can't fake enthusiasm.
Please stop saying prototype. Please stop saying prototype.
No, let me tell you my story.
The pitch will get stale. You guys don't understand.
Right. No,
keep
we got
fresh.
It.
Keep it fresh. Keep it fresh.
All right. Deputies arrived. They find her all upset. Deputies advised the woman that her son, who said he planned to stay the night before he and his girlfriend headed to New York the next day. Just go to New York. York, had the right to have guests because he lived there. To avoid any more issues, the son and the girlfriend were told to stay in his room for the rest of the night before deputies left.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work.
No.
Deputies were called back to the home just 40 minutes later around 12:20 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then a third time at 4:12 a.m. after the son refused to make his girlfriend leave.
So, but they were supposed to stay in there. The cops are like, you stay in the room and we're not nothing's right. going to happen here.
The call was
the mom couldn't handle it.
To a disturbance between the caller and her adult son, deputy said the woman was then informed that if she continues to call, enforcement action will be taken.
Yeah. They're laying it out. They're saying, don't do it. And
the
she's
woman
like, 9-1.
Called 9-1-1 a fourth and final time around 4:49 a.m. At this point, you are on a first name basis with the cops.
At what point like, does she like, break
Kelly.
Up with the guy?
At
to
what,
be like, this is
yes.
going to be my life?
Yes.
This is, I
when
can't
is
go
the
down
red
this
flag
road.
The family? I'm not saying always.
I think always, around 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Third call, second call.
The first call, you just say to
but
yourself.
But at a certain point also are you like, well, now on principle, I can't leave.
Right, like, yeah. At what point... at what point does 911 block your number?
I'm
like,
right,
at what
right?
point does she like? I called, but it went straight to voicemail.
Right. Right. So shouldn't weird. Go straight to
no.
Voicemail.
It's just a hello click. The woman called 911 a fourth and final time at 4:49 a.m. Like but she like left before deputies arrived.
So oh,
the,
yeah, so she
the girlfriend
split.
Did
no
the mom.
Oh my god,
where are you going?
She's got places to go.
It's yeah. a cigarette walk.
I'm 4:49. Right. Well, I'll tell you where.
Cigarette
I'm
walk.
Round the block.
We've gone three Virginia Slims, and when
you had
I come
a tough
back,
childhood.
Yeah, she was arrested.
Mom's out for a cigarette.
A
walk.
Short time later, after returning home, so they just waited yeah. for her.
She yeah. came back. What's going on?
The
you
woman,
called this.
I know. The woman was charged. We'll get out of here on this. The woman was charged with misuse of 911 and booked into the Spartanburg County Jail, where she remains held as of Wednesday.
We need to come up with a term for that. Okay, so there is a thing called criminal mischief, which just sounds fun.
Sure.
That's really
That's
cute.
So cute.
Criminal mischief.
It's like an elf fucking up. You know what I mean?
But at like, the same time, if a comic told you that was the name of their album, you'd be like, probably not a good comic.
No.
No. But, but almost there.
All you're, the, you know? Your next right. two albums are going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure you do yeah. good numbers at Looney Bin.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So the...
You do all the funny bones?
Yeah. Cool. Okay, good.
Cool.
So
wait,
do you,
all of them?
So the... I think we got to come up with a name for like for calling 911 too
I
much.
Know.
I don't know. I'll think about
the
it.
The woman is she was charged. She's in Spartanburg, which is about 90 miles northwest of Columbia. I have no idea why that's
yeah,
relevant.
Your, your drunk dial shouldn't be the police.
Yeah, cop tees like, is cop tees good.
Cop tees,
cop tees is so good.
Cop tees is really good. That's story phenomenal. Number one, friends.
What if that was your? I wish we knew.
That's how, a good CD.
Cop tees, yeah. I mean,
filmed at Denver Comedy Works.
And it's
cop
just
tees.
Cop tees. I'll take it. All right, there you go. That is the first story. Taylor Tomlinson is our guest. We'll find out all the great stuff that's going on with her, how you can watch her special, follow, go see her live. She's amazing. And all that stuff on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go ahead.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Before we get into the great stuff Taylor's doing, I want to mention some things we're doing.
Sure.
DanielVanKirk.com, yeah. All the dates.
All my dates July. For July and August, West Coast and the South. Just go to DanielVanKirk.com. It's like this, like 12th through the 17th, I think, of July. We're recording this ahead of time, so we're locking those up right now, but they should all be there.
Yeah.
But just go to DanielVanKirk.com.
Do that. You.
Okay, for us, the Nosebleeds is premiering on UFC Fight Pass. So excited. 6 episodes. We love this show so goddamn much.
Everyone who asks us wherever we go, when are you rebooting Cheap Seats? When are you bringing that
this
TV
is
show
it.
Back?
This is really is it. So it we're excited, and there'll come a point in time, probably in August, where we will just call upon all of you and all of Taylor's fans to just literally write them and tweet at them and be like, you got to make more of these episodes. And you'll feel that way anyway because we love this show. We feel like it is the best progression we could have made to this point. But that's coming out shortly. That is happening soon. We'll let you know how to activate you guys on that. And our Patreon, patreon.com/Glubberlers, new episodes and cheaper seats just to get you in the mood, just to prime the pump. All right, Taylor, what do we have? What can people, where
you
can people
it.
See you?
Well, you have the special out. Explain
I have a special out. I have a new special out. Came out in March called Look At You on Netflix. You can, if you have no idea who I am, also Quarter Life Crisis that came out a few years ago.
So good. Both.
So thank you guys, I appreciate it. And if you go to ttomcomedy.com, I have some club dates this summer. A bunch of them are in California, and then I think I have like Spokane, West Nyack, Madison. and I believe Bloomington, Indiana, off the top
theaters,
of my head.
Theaters mostly?
Yeah, theaters. Next theater tour is in the fall, so that'll start, which should be announced by now. We're recording this a little early, but not to peek behind the curtain, but they should be announced by now. That started in October.
We mentioned it when we had her on, but do you remember, you and I met at the San Jose Improv mm-hmm. doing Douglas movies, mm-hmm. and do you remember your show after that when Irene yelled at that woman in the balcony?
Oh my God, I forgot.
I know, we brought it up with her, and she was like, shut the fuck up.
That's so great.
And I was like, I love this person.
I love this moment.
So
bow down.
Oh, it's still one of my favorite. And I brought it up with Irene when she was on here recently. Yes. And she was like, that woman deserved it.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, obviously, Irene.
So do you know how much it takes to like get someone on stage to be like, I'm going to stop
my
show
momentum.
Get Irene.
To get her to do it.
Yeah, Irene too.
That's what's
too.
The best
Very
part
funny.
Of the story.
Yeah.
She probably delivered it so deadpan too. Shut the fuck up. And just like calm. And it's like, you don't want to mess with someone like that. When she's in that mode.
Because
that's how
so
she
hard.
That's how she exhibits love too.
She's like, we're
love
very
you.
Close.
I love
that's
you guys.
How she does it.
I love you guys on like just the most calm level. I'm like,
do
yeah,
you?
She means
oh,
it.
No, she
I
does.
Like, she
I think
it.
She does.
Yeah. No, she totally does. I've done mushrooms with Irene. Like
and it's,
Irene
and
is
still on
it's
that level.
Baseline.
That's
yeah.
God damn, that's funny.
And I'm like crying. Like I would do anything to stay friends with you.
She's like, no, no, me too.
I would give up my career. Like you're just like.
She's like, I'm as emotional as you are.
Meanwhile, Irene's like, what if your jacket had a jacket? which is very on brand. If you don't know Irene, you need to go
you should
follow
know
her.
She's
right
been
now.
On
and
the
it's
show
on brand
bunch
for
time.
You too. Oh, we love good jackets.
Oh my God, I thought I knew jackets before I met Irene. I like to think we've helped each other's jacket game.
Your jacket game.
My
is
jacket
so
game. Is
Jay,
goes
yours is really
several.
Good.
We have the same jacket.
You and I have. The
yeah,
same
you and
jacket.
I have the
I
same
we
jacket.
We have like a bomber jacket. That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. I was texting when I was dating Sam. I texted him once where I was like, I want to wear this jacket, but. I don't know. And he's like, you can wear it. Doesn't matter.
It's like,
and then,
well, Randy Sklar might
be. Literally. And then the next time I wore it, I like sent him a picture from the show and he goes, I heard Randy Sklar wore that tonight. And I was like, fuck off. So I am
it.
Too scared to like wear it to the store.
No, I'm sorry.
It's
we,
so cool.
So, you guys
so
be the
here's
Sklar
the,
brothers.
So this is the thing. I have to text Jay and be like, what are you wearing? I don't want to be wearing anything
do you
in
know
the
how many
remotely.
Dumb selfies I take to like be like, this
so
is what
now
I'm wearing.
I have to put, we have to get
you
on a text
We have to get on a text
I'm like, are you wearing it? And they're like, I am.
If you guys see your both on the lineup, you should be.
I
like,
will text you.
It is
like,
a jacket, though, Rand. So technically,
I could take it off.
So here's how we default on that one. We go, what time did you put it on? And whoever had it on first,
so now
the other person has to stand down.
It's an honor system, or are you guys like yesterday?
No, you have to be honest about that.
You have to be honest
about it. I slept in it. I really want to wear it.
I wanted it so badly.
I think Irene and I have the same members only jacket, and I know I got it first. I'm not going to say it.
So you tell her, I bought this first.
I bought this first, but I know we have like the same, I think we have the same like teal blue color.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay.
Stand down, soldier. Stand down.
We were at High Plains, and Irene found this blue jacket with like a jet.
I know the jacket.
Yes.
It's so good.
She would not stop talking about it.
I
was
wouldn't
like,
stop talking about
it. I know.
It.
And then I saw it and I was like, Irene, you got to
wear that.
Both nights. Yeah.
Every day.
Yes.
So good.
Dude, I have the jacket that I'm going to wear on our next special.
I know. You love this jacket.
Ooh.
Pink.
You're going with
that? Yeah, you got to go with it.
That sounds like the jacket I wore in my new
pink
one.
I know your jacket.
You know a jacket.
I love it.
I bought it a year before.
This is an Aviator Nation pink.
Oh, hell yeah.
With like. Neon
he looks like,
yellow.
I look like there's a joke
a lot
in there.
Of
I'm not
going
to do the joke.
He's a fancy
joke.
Construction
There is
worker.
Literally a joke in it that I that
so worth
we're
it.
Doing. Okay, anyway. Right.
So let me just say this for those who, of our fans who are listening to the show who have not caught your comedy and whatnot. The last time
Catch
we
the, net, baby.
The last time we performed together, I think, or the last time I remember hanging out was during the pandemic at that tennis court show, which I loved so
that
much.
That show was great.
Such a great show. Jade Catapretta, you,
Jade.
Us. Who else was on that show? There were like so many good
Was Moses on it?
Yeah.
Probably. I feel like Moses was on every outdoor
Moshe
show.
Moshe Kasher, maybe?
No.
Natasha? No. I can't remember who else.
Fahim Anwar.
Yeah, oh, Fahim.
So
that's,
great.
Yes.
So great. But I was like, you're like, I'm trying a bunch of new stuff. It was so good. And so I love your joke writing. I love it so much. And Jay and I are like so craft oriented. We're like, how are the jokes? How is it being written? What are the punches? What are the tags? Like, where is it going? And you are such a good joke writer. I love it so much. So for all of our fans, if you love us and you love jokes and you love like the well-crafted joke, this is like one of our favorites doing it right now.
That's so
agreed.
Nice.
I do
Thanks,
mean that
you guys.
From the heart. And yeah. speaking
That's
of,
really nice.
Right now we're
going to rip on some more dumb people.
Actually, right now we're going to lift Taylor up in prayer. Taylor.
Yeah.
I talked to someone recently who had been like a worship pastor.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is it called when they play, when you play guitar real quiet behind the pastor? Yeah. And he was like, those are called like little swells. And I was like, oh, that's what they are.
I was like, what are those?
When you're just
are you
like,
trying to induce
we needed
people
a swell right. under that, Ran, under
it's
your
sorry.
Taylor.
It's when you get to the end of In an Awesome God and it like they bring it down, but then the pastor comes back out in his little headset mic and he's like, if you're here tonight.
Right. No, no, no. You know what the line is? The line is, there's a reason you're here tonight.
That's it.
And it's that trill. There's a
that's
reason you're here tonight.
That's my next special. It's going to be called
There's a reason you're here tonight. You got to do that.
You know, I look out and I see a lot of people looking back at me, wondering, where's my next friendship going to come from? Who can I rely on?
Okay, wait.
If you're
I'm
here,
thinking
you're
about
hearing
all
my
the,
voice.
Wait. Your final
you
bit,
no
you have to bring out a Christian guitar.
Oh
I think
God,
you need
yes.
it. I think
Taylor
you need
and I
it behind
an altar call.
We should tour together.
As an altar call.
Yes.
And then, like, you guys just, it's like, and you only do churches.
Oh, I started in churches?
Mega
I was
churches.
On
shows I'll end
it
in
that
churches.
Ended in altar calls.
Yes. I ended my album with an altar call.
You
oh,
did?
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's incredible.
So let's
yeah.
call it out.
And I would go, who's ready to make a change tonight? Who's ready to say, I'm sick of the lying and the cursing and the cigarette smoking? I'm sick of my parents not knowing where I am because I don't even know where they are.
Damn.
You know this.
She knows.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite podcast I've ever done. That is so good. Our pastor would do the thing where he's like, if we can just bow our heads in prayer. And then you go, if you're feeling that way tonight, raise your hand. And then everyone was closing their eyes and they go, he'd go, I see you.
Yeah. You know what I would
see
do?
You.
I should see a lot more hands right now.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I don't care how you are right here. I care how you are right here.
Oh, God. Dan, you should
maybe,
be. You could easily
you couldn't
be a part-time pastor.
Maybe you couldn't even raise your hand, but you're still feeling it. You can say that prayer quietly to yourself.
Taylor,
you can say it in your head. You can say it later in the car.
I do a thing in the bit where I go, fine. You know what? You guys don't want to raise your hand? I understand you get that. I want you to look around the room. They say it takes a sinner to know a sinner. I want you to point at somebody that you know needs Jesus right now. You'd see people start like pointing at other people.
No,
like,
Dan.
Oh, shit.
No, Dan. You're dividing the crowd in this neighborhood.
This is the whole end of my hour. I would walk people on this.
Oh, Dan.
But I would say, if you made it 55 minutes into this and you're walking now, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Dan, this
but even like a lot of
you
Christians
would, do a long
would think
form
this is
bit.
The most hilarious thing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's funnier if you're Christian.
Oh, because you're like,
I don't even understand it, and I think it's funny. Dan, I think you Dan is
Dan,
the person who
Dan
would
Kirk,
become a
part-time
pastor.
Pastor.
Oh,
he would become
yeah.
a pastor
player.
for a long form bit. Just to be
did
the
you hear what I
just,
said?
Yes, that was so funny.
Part-time pastor, full-time player. That's his next album.
That's your next album.
That's so good. Yeah, you'd be like the cool, funny youth pastor.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The lead pastor was never funny
no.
and wanted to be so bad.
Guys, I'll let you drink O'Doul's.
Right.
I had sex before marriage. I'm not proud of it. But I did.
You guys think I haven't made mistakes? I play drums.
I play drums without the barrier around
I tell
it.
You, guys.
Uninhibited drums.
Uninhibited drums. His next album.
All right.
Are you a Lucy Dacus fan?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's, like, from this world.
Look
like,
at me. Of course I
of
am.
Of course you are. Yeah. I think of you. You
Night Shift? Fuck off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
just
God.
So good. All right. Anyway.
Okay, you
want
to do a second story?
Yes. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Just send him a Derek Shipley, at Derek Shipley. Now, I'm going to say this.
Great. Sends in a lot of stories.
Yes.
Derek Shipley.
This story is so identifiable to me because we all travel a lot. And speaking of Irene, too, nobody travels less while trying to travel than Irene with all of her flight delays.
Oh, I know.
I texted her the other night. I was like, just stay strong, friend.
It's wild.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I know. She was late for
she was. I know.
And she had her suitcase with her.
Right, so,
oh, my God.
But this is a story. So we've had to all fall asleep on either trains or even I've had the occasional bus where I was like, it's just going to be easier to get there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Planes. I've slept in a sun patch at the Denver airport.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. And you wake up too hot.
Yep.
Why is it so sunny?
Why am I sweat? Do I sweat this much?
You're like, why is it so sunny here? And someone walking by is like, 300 days a year.
Now that they've redone it, LaGuardia gets too much sun. There are gates at LaGuardia. You're like, it's not. I can't even sit here.
You guys fuck this up, man. Right?
It's gorgeous, but it's too much sun.
Don't face it this direction.
Okay.
So anyway, slept on planes, trains.
Sleeping train passenger gets head stuck in metal armrest.
Oh, my God.
I heard gets head, and I was like, is this assault?
Is it the end of it? Yeah, gets head.
It would only be consensual.
Yeah.
What a headache.
Horrible start to an article.
Is this the New York Post?
It is the New York Post.
Fuck course.
Way to go, Sklar.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
Don't hate the player.
Go back to journalism school, you freaking amateur.
An Argentinian train passenger has been helped by officials after falling asleep across two seats and getting his head stuck in a metal armrest.
So he's having that sleep where you're kind of like shifting around a little bit.
I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to show you this photo. Photo.
Of him stuck?
If I just showed you the photo, we would be able to talk about this for 10 minutes.
Let's see.
Oh my God.
So just think of the times you're like, if I'll just get a little comfortable like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You're shimmying.
And then you
on
wake
a
up
plane.
And your knee is different forever.
Yes. Yeah. Or you've done like, oh, my feet will just go over the railing into the seat next to me. I can make this happen.
So wait, by the way, you can check this on the Facebook page if you can see this.
Taylor.
Picture. Oh my God.
Oh no!
Look
this
at
this is
it.
Like an episode of Emergency. Look at him on the side.
I know that's the worst. The
like
one looking down the
like
aisle.
Like in
seat jail.
Oh, that's wow!
And how many people walk by and hit him with their rolling suit?
That concerned ant voice you just used. Oh. How did you get in there?
Wait,
like
what are
someone
you doing?
Dog crawled under the house.
How did he squeeze in and he's not able to get out?
Look at him.
But wait. He's in like neck jail. Like, and there's a moment where he's gonna like. Try and get out really hard, and you're like,
"That's probably what he did first."
He
probably just went.
You
to
know,
like,
they were actually doing this to passengers who wouldn't put masks on.
There you go. Yes.
Mostly
we'll
United,
one
but
yeah. Asian. So wait, no, but the thing about it is, I want to be on this guy's side, but also like. You can't just lean back and go. Like, we all just use our own seat. Like, now you got to go across two seats.
I mean,
you got a little
guys,
greedy.
We know how
got greedy.
It started with a lean back. It started with a lean
back. By the
back,
way,
then it went to, like, I'll lean into the chair next to me, and then I'm just going to try and lay down.
And then I need to, then this is not enough room for me. I'm sleeping essentially like a king on a train right now. Like, this is the way a king would sleep.
Seats.
And now I got to go a little bit further, and he went in the thing, and
head
greedy.
In the armrest.
Here's a question. Have you guys ever had somebody, or have you done this, someone falls asleep on your shoulder?
Mm. It's on a plane?
Never
happened to me.
That you don't know?
Stranger? Yeah, that you don't know. Nope. Stranger.
What?
No. Yeah. I mean, it's you. I feel bad for the person because they
like, you
didn't
get
mean
up.
To. Like, it's...
How many times has it happened to you?
Only like twice.
Ooh,
and if they realize pretty quick, the worst thing I've ever seen happen on a plane to me recently, where a woman fell asleep, her headphones died. That's why AirPods, maybe not the best. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep with her AirPods, and I guess they died or something. Her phone starts playing an audiobook out loud.
No!
Nobody can figure out where it's coming from. We're all looking around like, who the fuck is listening to an audiobook out loud? And finally, it gets it gets to a steamy part of the book.
Oh!
No!
And that's when everybody goes, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
There's a child behind us.
And they woke her up, and she was... so embarrassed.
Of course.
And I was like, I mean, when we land, you have to just end it, right? Like, there's no way to come back from
you
this.
You can't come back. You cannot fly ever again. I am one of those people. I'm such a lovey, hugging people that I love.
Burning
I just,
Man.
That is the person I am on the inside, except when I'm on a plane. If I am like, I do not want to be touching your arm on the armrest. I do not want to be touching your shoulder on the armrest. I like try and shrink myself into the smallest being ever because I do not. And people who don't understand that to me are awful. I'm like, you probably treat servers terribly at restaurants. You just don't get it. I don't want you falling asleep on my shoulder. I don't want you even touching my arm for any period of time. I don't know why. It just bothers me.
No, we always like Randy and I always as traveling, you know, as a two-step. Who's not a married couple, right?
Yeah.
So we don't are like we're not like on top of each other. We always book the aisle and
across from each other.
That's what we should do. But we do the aisle and the window with hopes of having the seat between us.
Oh.
And then it's always announced we're in a completely, totally full flight. You know how many like when they put like eight adjectives in front of it to let you know that every seat
you're talking
is
Southwest,
right? Yeah. We're in a totally, completely, way overfilled flight. Fine, just say every seat.
Just so you know, there's always two.
So then, Randy.
There is?
Yeah.
So then, Randy and I
so
are
maybe not holidays, but usually on Southwest, there's always two.
Wow. So you guys got to link arms and
no,
run
well,
over
but,
it.
And then we look at every single person who's coming down. Every single 6'8", 470-pound. We're like, this is our person. This is the person who's coming between us. This is the thing. And then one of us has to like switch and go to the middle, and then that person.
You know what?
That person's lucky day. They get an aisle.
I'm gonna tell a secret. If I'm on a Southwest flight.
because I'm always in the exit row because of my status there. So I'm always on first. So I get in the brag. Exit row.
Yeah.
And then, well, no, I, it has to be. The only reason
A-class.
It makes sense.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your A status.
A-list preferred.
A-list preferred.
A-1 through 15.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the exit row next to the window, right? And then usually someone will take the aisle, whatever. The middle stays open, obviously, for a long time.
What no one on Southwest wants to take the responsibility.
What I do.
That's right.
What I do is when people are coming down the aisle, if they are going to be uncomfortable to sit by, or if I just want to see if I can make it.
You sprawl out
nope,
in the middle.
Not even.
You give them
as they walk
intense
up,
eye contact.
Wrong. You guys are playing a short game. I'm playing
flip
a long
them off.
Game. Nope.
You start farting loudly. You blow kisses to
you
them?
You keep throwing darts at this board, but you're not going to hit the bullseye.
Dan, what do you do?
I look down
Bible
towards
verses. Bible
the
verses. End,
towards the cockpit, right? And I give a wave. And I give away.
Oh, my God.
Now,
that's genius.
Now,
Dan,
these
that's
people
so good.
Next to me are like, oh, his fiance,
yeah,
friend,
right.
boyfriend,
yes.
whatever
that's right.
is coming.
That's
and,
right.
I, and I'm like, right here. I got you. They're never,
coming.
By the time they go past,
they're gone.
They're
it's
never going to look
that
back.
Is so
they're
genius.
Never going to know.
So,
that's plain
so
judo.
Smart.
Plain judo.
And now, Jesus Christ. And then people keep coming. Now. If you get to the end and they're like, we are completely oversold, right? And
right.
you know that's going to happen. I do that to the extent of just when it's people who are going to be uncomfortable to sit by. Mm. And then once we get to comfortable people to sit by, I won't do it so that I'm at least, you know, hedging my bets. But waving to a person who isn't there. Every once in a while, you'll get someone up by the cockpit who just walked on the plane like, are you fucking waving at me?
Yeah.
But they don't care because you're not.
That's Queen's Gambit. That is unbelievable.
Just give a wave to someone who was in there. Be
I like to
oh,
lay down and
coming.
Stick my head under the
yeah,
side of the thing.
Yeah, way to bring it
out
back, Randy Sklar.
That's so good.
Just so people can knock him.
The commuter, who has not been named by local media, panicked when he woke up and was unable to get his head free. The incident was captured on camera by fellow commuter Juan Andres.
So now, who are you helping this guy? Do we like pour olive oil over his ears and just try and slip him through? Like,
honestly,
what are we doing at
right.
this point?
You got to remove the.
In
the
clip, do you touch his head? I don't want to touch his head. I'm sorry. He's not my friend.
In the clip, the bearded commuter can be seen with his head sticking out into the aisle as bemused travelers looked on. Despite twisting and turning, he was unable
bemused.
To squeeze his neck back out from underneath Jerks. The metal armrest. The train. Was subsequently delayed 20 minutes.
Whoa. I would be so mad at this
so
guy.
So station official. Yes, it's a commuter train.
Yeah.
I'm sure New Yorkers took that well.
This is Argentina.
It's in Argentina.
So that he could be helped free. There was a debate among passengers. A few ladies said they had to pour oil on his head.
I was right.
So, but, God, we're back to church.
I know. Yeah, we are.
For a little bit.
And washed his feet with their hair.
Why? That's crazy. I brought him frankincense and myrrh.
Others said a jet of water from where? I have
a
no idea.
A jet of water?
And some people just wanted to put pressure on his head, which is the... Just push
what?
It.
Sit on
just
his face, Cheryl.
It.
I'm right. just going to kick really hard with both feet on the top of your head. Just that you'll feel it for a second, and then...
You'll be able to get it through.
This got posted to Twitter. It was viewed 600,000
oh
times in 2 days.
Oh, my God.
One person on Twitter said, couldn't stop laughing. Others were baffled as to how the man got his head positioned beneath the tight metal armrest in the first
also,
place.
Also, by the way, it's a commuter train.
Yeah.
So
the worst.
You couldn't.
Everybody's
you
angry.
Had to lay down on your way to work.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's not like
it's
an
like
overnight.
You deserve all of this.
You're assuming he's
get
going
a better night's
to work.
Sleep.
Right.
You're assuming he's going to work.
Oh, no, yeah.
Get
no,
a better night's sleep.
Yeah.
Commuter trains are three types of people.
Working
people.
Yes.
College kids
sure.
who like don't have cars yet and
sure.
they're going for the weekend. And then drunk people who don't live in the city and are going back out to the
okay,
burbs.
Who this is.
Or going back into the city.
Oh
who knows?
My God.
For round two.
I need to understand how this guy ended up like that, one stunned person wrote. But not everyone saw the funny side, with several saying they empathized, I can get there, with the commuters
like
who were held
empathize.
Up on the train. Can
they
you,
empathize with the commuters
who not
were
held
with
up. The guy.
Not with no. the guy.
Can you wow. imagine arriving at work and being asked why you're late, only to have to give that answer?
This did happen on the way to work. This did happen in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
God
the end of the story,
it.
Friends.
What?
I
did
can't
they get
wait
him
for
out?
People to see
so,
yeah, they got him out after
what's
20,
he wearing?
20 minutes.
Let's look at what he's wearing.
It looks
I
pretty.
Mean,
it's like a good. It's an old school jean jacket. It looks like it's worn and weathered.
I mean,
he
it
didn't
is
buy
a
that
cool
brand
jean
new.
Jacket. Is he? Does he have a wallet chain? I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
I don't
they,
know.
They didn't have to remove the
They got it off somehow.
Wow. So by the way,
you
I think
it would be able to.
Shouldn't there be like breakaway bars for that? Just so you can like you put the key in and you lift it up and then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just one little thing.
Or you just like hitch it and then pull it out.
You don't want people stealing them because kids will take them. And
steal
then,
the handle
bars?
Take
the handle.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah. I'm saying you just put a key in and then lift it up.
Look, right? I'm not a parent, but that seems like a stretch.
Oh, I just think like, don't you think drunk people will just be like as take they're pulling it. Take it.
Maybe.
Take showing it. Up to the bar like, got another one.
Got another. Who wants to sit down? You know, but like the truth is that I actually think that if they are taken off, then you won't have this problem ever again. It's like I need an armrest right here.
Right.
Nobody.
All right, story number two, friends.
All right, give us a little taste of what's going to be in story.
It's short but sweet, but we have a fight at Beef O'Brady's.
Oh, I'm very excited. Oh, good. And for Patreon fans, we'll talk about a dumb thing that maybe that happened in Taylor's life. This is Dumb People Town, Dumb Question.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready?
Yes.
This was like from a police blotter, so it's pretty short, but it was too much fun. It was also sent in by Jake.
Assuming it was on Facebook, too.
No.
Oh, really?
Because no.
That's where the police go to get saucy.
This is like an actual blotter.
Okay.
From Jake Moss at Nemleon? Nemleon.
You'll get there, Dan.
Nemloen. Nemloen.
Nemloen.
Nemloen.
Be honest, Dan. Does it matter?
No.
It matters to Jake.
To Jake, who picked
Jake
this
Moss,
name that no one can pronounce.
Rocking a Ukrainian flag.
All right, good.
He did this, sent it to me, by the way, by just going,
Jake.
At Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. All right. Fight breaks out at Beef O'Brady's. Beef O'Brady's.
Where is Beef O'Brady's?
Well. Shouldn't it be?
Beef O'Brady's.
I don't want to like, if you told me Beef O'Brady's was a soup. Like that, that is the rival to Chef Boyardee.
Beef O'Brady's is at 1860 Barnett Shoals Road, number 101, Athens, Georgia, 306.
And I know it's
there's
probably
only one.
I know it's probably someone's
name.
Okay. There had to be a bunch. And I know it's probably someone's name, but I would say you're pronouncing it wrong. It should be Beef O'Grady's.
No,
like, I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't want to like change your name, but
Beef
like,
O'Brady's.
What you're saying is incorrect.
Beef O'Brady's.
O'Grady's.
There's a place in Northern Illinois where I'm from, Rochelle. Pride of Northern Illinois. Up in Rockford, there's a place called Beefaroo, and it is so fucking good.
Sure, Beefaroo.
Beefaroo
is like what you.
So good.
It sounds like a knockoff jerky.
It's not like shitty good where you're like, this place is gross, but it's really good. It's good.
Beefaroo.
Like,
it
really
sounds
good.
Like what I would call my daughter when I ask her what she wants for dinner.
It's like what Arby's.
What do you want for dinner, Beefaroo?
It's like what Arby's thought they were going to be.
Yeah, Arby's is like.
Okay.
Arby's.
On March 17th.
Rames, man.
March 17th. St. Patrick's Day at Beef O'Brady's.
The 16th was St. Patrick's Day. Is the 17th St. Patrick's
Day? Yes. You
on
silly
St.
goose.
St. Patrick's Day, that sounds like the center of the universe.
Beef
O'Brady's. If this universe,
yeah.
This 4 mile radius.
As the great Matt Pronger said, people are coming in to soak up the night.
Yeah. On March
17th. Whatever night you had or day, you're coming to soak it up at Beef O'Brady's.
Two men were eating dinner at Beef O'Brady's on Barnett Shoals Road when a fight broke out between them. So they're together eating some sort of version of a Beef O'Brady's
beef
and
cheddar. The way this is written, it feels like they were surprised that it happened.
Right.
Wait, did the fight break out between the
two
of us?
And when a fight breaks out between two dudes at a restaurant, they're holding weapons. Like the restaurant has given them
weapons.
Right.
Oh, yes.
They've detached a handle.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that should be their trail. That should be the commercial for Beef O'Brady's.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Do you need to tell your friend you've been fucking his wife? Yeah. Beef O'Brady's, corner booth.
You got beef with your buddy? We got a Beef O'Brady.
You got beef with Brady?
Beef O'Brady's.
We got you covered.
Out of 553 reviews, what do you guys think the score is at Beef O'Brady's?
Out of five?
If it's
out of
over
five,
a 3.5,
yes,
I'll be.
5 stars, 553 reviews.
4.4.
Is this like Yoshinoya
beef bowl?
Like Irish beef bowl?
Yeah.
Never been to a Yoshinoya.
Neither have I. I'm going to say.
You ever been to Jollibee?
No,
I
but
went
I drive
once,
by it.
And it's the weirdest stuff ever. It's
it
like,
is.
Would you like fried chicken with grape jelly? No, I wouldn't.
Yes, it's fried chicken and spaghetti. That's
and
their
spaghetti?
Like, it is like what I think it's Japan?
I think it's Korean.
Korean? Okay.
Yeah.
It's what South Korean company thinks American fast food is.
Yeah,
it's
just throw
wild.
Some spaghetti on
there's
there.
One at like Western and Beverly, I think. Or no, Vermont and Beverly.
Vermont.
It's almost
Vermont
in Vermont
and
Beverly. And it's and
also
the mascot
10,
is like a bee.
It's a bee.
Who's standing on legs.
Yes.
So like it's not like
and the
has
bee
human
isn't
legs.
Traditional bee colors.
They've
like maroon.
Thought of everything.
And they really have combined too many things. All right. So I'm going to say 3.7
okay.
stars.
I want it to be 3.4, but I think it's more, probably 4.25.
Okay. Out of 553 reviews, Beefo Brady's has a total score of 4.3.
Oh!
You guys split it.
This is my podcast now.
This is your world. We're just living in it.
Pretty good.
You want to hear a review?
Yeah.
I just love this review.
I would love it. Please.
This I demand you read a review.
This is a 5-star review.
Oh, my God. I ate at Beef O'Brady's. Not one fight tonight.
From Mark.
5 stars.
Mark Mims. This place.
Mimsy.
This is the place to be if you want some good food and sports, especially UFC fights.
There we go. Come on.
I know.
Welcome to our show.
So
in August.
Here's my favorite one, though, from Tammy Hale.
UFC fights
five
on
stars.
TV or in the booth?
5 stars. Taylor 5 stars said. From 4 days ago. This is from Tammy Hale. The food is so much better that James is in there now. We remember him from Brett's.
James!
Abby, she spells it both ways.
And I think she's referring to James Beard, but I can't.
Sure, yeah.
Someone needs to go to this woman and be like, no one knows who the fuck you're talking about. Nobody knows who you're referencing.
She doesn't know. Abby is the bomb server. We lack nothing with her. She knows our drink orders. She brings things to the table, such as straws, napkins, condiments, before we even ask.
Has she ever been to a restaurant?
That's super friendly.
That's what a server does. Yeah.
She is awesome. Keep her happy. Treat her well. So happy y'all have elevated this restaurant.
There we go. James, man. He's the key ingredient.
James and Abby.
James and Abby.
Beef O'Brady's.
That's Abby's mom who left that.
For sure.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to spell her daughter's
name. According to the victim.
Exactly. She's like, make it believable.
That's right. Is it Abby?
Who spells it A-B-I?
Honey, how do we pronounce our daughter's name?
According to the victim, the two men had gone through how many pitchers of beer?
Four.
Pitchers.
Six. I don't drink. Seven. Wow.
The two had gone through three pitchers of beer.
Oh, Taylor! Jesus!
God damn it.
And
still a lot of beer.
That's a lot.
Four glasses per pitcher. Started to discuss
if they could handle life in prison. This is how their fight started.
To be fair, I'm stone cold sober, and I've had that conversation.
What would you do?
I watched 60 Days In and just said, nope.
Dan, I've watched it because of you.
There is no way. I think I watched 4 episodes, and I was like, never. It's one of my nightmares.
It makes you want to wear Vans all the time because you don't want to get your shoelaces stolen.
Sure.
That's the first thing that happens. You get your shoelaces stolen, and then you're dead.
Just rock some toms.
Then you're someone's bitch.
The aggressor.
Just rock some toms in jail, Dan said.
Everyone will respect you for that.
Wait.
I'm not here to get respect. I'm here to live.
I was gonna fuck you up, but then I realized that somewhere in a more depraved area of the world got a pair of shoes.
Yes.
Don't fuck with Jeff. He's got Velcro.
That's right.
The aggressor became angry. That's redundant. Leapt out of his seat and repeatedly punched the victim in the face. This is over a fight of if they could handle prison.
So is he like
saying
you can't handle prison?
Oh, can't I?
Watch this, smack, smack, smack.
The officers found and arrested the man down the street. The report said many officers were required to arrest him, as he attempted to kick, punch, and headbutt them. I would say
you're gonna find out
he's ready for prison.
You're gonna find out.
Yeah. He's 100% ready for prison.
Yeah. This is like we're on the edge here. So you better let's figure out how we handle this.
Have you guys seen 25th Hour?
No.
It all takes place. The movie had a huge effect on me, and I don't want to be over dramatic, but kind of helped change my life.
Barry Pepper,
sure. Edward Norton, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Rosario Dawson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know what it is. I haven't seen it.
I remember it was the guy 24 hours before he has to report to jail.
Right.
Ooh. And there's a lot of like, how are you going to handle prison?
It's like stressing me out just to hear the description.
I don't need to be drunk to get into this conversation on a road trip with anyone. But
what are you going to do in jail?
It's a two-hour movie of him shoving stuff up his butt.
What's your first move?
Yeah. How are you going to get in?
You got to loosen it up.
I think I could. I would survive, but I would not. I'd never be me again.
No.
Like in order to survive, like I
You're
would
prison
be
prison Dan.
Yes,
prison Dan is very different than Pastor Dan.
Right.
Yes.
Although there's the same amount of
some people do come out pastor themselves.
They do come out pastors. You're absolutely right.
That's how they find their pathway.
Yeah. You might find God even stronger in jail.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You do a speaking tour. You're a mega church pastor.
You are like
you're an edgy pastor.
It's in your prison jumpsuit.
Nine tats, yeah. Sleeve of tats.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To remind you of where you've gone.
There is none like God damn. You. Don't bring it full circle here.
Buddy Dustin, who goes on the road with me, he also has done churches and stuff, and he's like, anytime you want, you can just leave Hollywood and go on a church tour. You can go on the Prodigal Daughter tour.
Yeah. Oh,
where you
my
come
God.
You, can you imagine me starting with like a clip of me on Netflix doing dick jokes,
yep.
and then it fades out, and I just come out with the mic on, like, anybody recognize her? Me neither.
I'm a new me.
That was me
neither.
That was me 8 years ago.
There you go.
Before God came back into my life.
You can use your transitions to validate your new holiness.
You are, you're repentant. Fully repentant. That's the other album. Fully
Satan has his hold on me back then.
Taylor.
Satan.
Taylor.
Taylor Thomason. The new me. Look at the new new me.
That's a show, friends.
There you go. Guys,
I hope you feel saved. I hope you feel connected
to
a higher being.
I hope you know what it's like to be in prison. All these things. And go watch both of Taylor Tomlinson's specials.
Look at you. That's the new one. That's
Quarter Life Crisis.
Quarter Life Crisis. So good, both. And then go to ttomcomedy.com and find out where she's performing and then go see her.
Buy tickets. Support.
Buy tickets.
That's
support
how you
her.
Support comedians.
And then go up to her and say, like, I heard you on Dumb People Town. And that's why I'm now your new biggest fan. And for all of our fans, we love you guys so much. And oh shit, we got to get back. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Stop and Avenue, a podcast network.